USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some of the material has already been received at the committee. I think it's very important that this material will start flowing very soon. Documents, videos, notes, logs, etc.
Democrat Senator Zoe Lofgren from California on MSNBC after the Supreme Court ended President Trump's executive privilege Wednesday. This action will allow White House documents from January 6 to be sent to the mostly partisan January 6 committee for a review. Two U.S. Marines were killed and 17 others injured Wednesday when a military truck flipped over a North Carolina highway interchange at Highway 210 and U.S. Highway 17. All the service members were based out of Camp Lejeune and were part of the 2nd Marine Logistics Group. The 19-year-old service member who was driving the truck is now reportedly facing charges in the crash. The police report claims he was traveling too fast when attempting to make a sharp turn. USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
U.S. senators rejected ending the 60-vote filibuster rule Wednesday.
Republicans blocked voting legislation on Wednesday night. It's a major blow to President Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. Biden and other Democratic leaders have been unable to persuade two holdout senators in their own party, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. The initial vote was 49 to 51, short of the 60 votes needed to advance over the filibuster. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Senator Manchin from the floor says removing the filibuster rule would make Washington's dysfunction even worse.
One party to exert complete control in the Senate with only a simple majority will only pour fuel on the fire of political whiplash and dysfunction that is tearing this nation apart.
Curiosity rover on Mars has been digging holes and found a mix of carbon-12 and carbon-13 isotopes. The two stable carbon isotopes can reveal how the carbon cycle may have changed over time and perhaps life was once on the red planet. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden, addressing the American people Wednesday afternoon, walked back his campaign promise to end the virus to a job not yet finished.
Some people may call what's happening now the new normal. I call it a job not yet finished. It will get better. We're moving toward a time when COVID-19 won't disrupt our daily lives. Where COVID-19 won't be a crisis, but something to protect against and a threat.
With very few positive accomplishments, President Biden said he has exceeded expectations. Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News calls Biden and Democrat lawmakers clueless to what the American people are demanding.
Totally clueless. I mean, the president is completely detached from reality and the kitchen table issues that matter to Americans. He's claiming that inflation is under control, that shelves at the grocery stores are restocked, that we're going to get COVID under control soon if you just keep wearing masks and we keep demanding people show their vaccine cards. None of these are what people are experiencing across Arkansas or across the country. I think it's ironic that I'm standing here tonight in the Senate when the Democrats are trying to make it illegal for a state to require identification to vote so you prove you are who you say you are. Yet if we wanted to walk across the street and get a hamburger at a restaurant in Washington, D.C., we'd have to show our vaccine card and our identification card just to get a hamburger to eat. That's how detached these Democrats are from reality.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.